You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night.
Welcome back, Tampa Earl, hanging out with you. And I've got one of the bands that I've really been interested in of late because, one, they got a brand new album out, and two, just because they are so interesting. They are the Taxi Girls.
Hi.
And hi, girls. How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Well, why don't we kind of give a little bit of a voice introduction for everybody? Go ahead and, you know, mention your names and what your place in the band is.
I'm Gabrielle, and I play lead guitar and back vocals.
Hello, I'm Vera. I do lead vocals, and I play guitar, and I play bass, and I also do back vocals.
I'm Jamie, and I also do lead vocals and guitar and bass and back vocals.
I would like to mention that they do a little bit of lead guitar sometimes too.
Yes, thanks, Gab.
It's not just me.
And I'm Lynn, the drummer, and I do backs.
Okay, so you're the backbone of the band, right, Lynn?
I sure am.
Well, that's what Gina Schock told me, that it's the drummer that's the backbone. So,
that's right.
Well, one of the things that I was interested in with, you guys have only been together since about 2022, right around that that time. Where were you prior to that? I mean, were you all in different bands there around Toronto, or what were you doing?
We're actually from Montreal. Not
Montreal, sorry. I'll clip that out somewhere.
The French accent here.
You're right, Gabrielle. I should have realized with the French accent that you are from Montreal.
Yeah.
But how did you guys all come together?
Jamie and I used to play together in Pale Lips. And Vera was an additional... to the band. Me and Jamie wanted to continue, and someone had recommended Vera, and we sent her a message, and we got together, and it went very well.
Basically said we're gonna jam next week. See you next week.
And what band were you before?
Oh, my band before was called Wash or Dryer.
Okay.
Two piece.
All right.
And.
That would be too long of a story to tell, but basically we met for the first time at Gamic, which is how would you call that? It's a gala.
Yeah, it's like an awards gala.
Yeah, exactly. But for the independent scene here in Quebec. And why am I getting closer to the mic? It doesn't even work. It's just like symbolic.
It's a symbolic mic.
Yeah. And so we met there like very briefly. I knew Lynn a little bit because I knew her husband, Joe. And then eventually I was looking for an actual job, but they figured out I had some spare time back then. So they asked me if I wanted to join the band, but like not in a very unofficial way, just for like festivals and stuff. But time went on and we had fun, and I eventually like stayed in the band. Mm-hmm. And
he plays in a lot of bands.
Well, it is all worked out well for you. You had another EP that came out before this called Coming Up Roses. That's got to be a fun experience when you do something as a band and release it. I know how it was when I released my first book. I was like, wow, you know. What was it like for you guys?
Very exciting. You know, it does take a lot of work. It's mm-hmm. pretty time consuming. So as you know, when it actually comes out into the world, it's like a relief. And it just feels really good because you want to share what you did with everyone else. And so we had a party. We invited our friends and it was great.
Especially when it's a first album, because people don't know what to expect too. So it feels good to just have something out, you know? So it's very rewarding.
Well, now how good is the Quebec rock scene? I mean, I've heard of a lot of bands that talk about their local scenes where everybody kind of bands together. It's kind of a social group even, but you're still out there and you're still kind of competing with each other. It's got to present a dichotomy that, is kind of strange.
I don't feel a lot of competition, to be honest.
Really?
I think that we all really push each other up, and like we're very stoked to have the biggest band on planet Earth come from Quebec, Angine de Poitrine. And everyone's super happy for them. They deserve all the success that they have coming to them. And we are definitely like I feel that from other people like pushing us up, and like other bands that are doing really great things, like La Sécurité is another band out of Montreal that is like really blowing up right now. And I feel like everyone is just happy and really supportive.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Everyone's very supportive, and if a lot of members play in many bands, so I don't know. I just think everyone is very, very supportive in this city.
Yeah, and also like you see the same bands playing different festivals around Quebec, and everyone is there at each other's sets, and really stoked for the people playing the main stage, and I feel a lot of support.
Yeah, me too. Not even no jealousy, really.
No.
I've not experienced it.
That's kind of, yeah, it's the opposite, right?
I work for a label, and we organize events where we invite a lot of like bands and artists from other labels, because we want to give them a shot, like opening for, let's say, Angine de Poitrine or Quebec Redneck Bluegrass Project, which is one of our big bands too. And we just want to share the opportunities together, and other labels do that too with our bands.
That's
It's fun.
something that I noticed, especially when I lived in Austin, is that everybody was like, "Hey, we're pulling you along with us." When we go somewhere, I always found that to be kind of like a brotherhood or sisterhood that doesn't exist normally in entertainment.
It's like family.
There you go, family. That's a good way to put it. Now, one thing that I also wanted to touch on is you guys touch on some pretty deep subjects with your material, and you kind of tell a story. Does it come from your own personal lives or just some of the experiences that you've seen?
Very personal. I actually, on a podcast the other day that I listened to that had included us, the first thing they said is, "Taxi girls, are you okay?" I sent them a message on Instagram, and I was like, "Yeah, we're okay. We're fine." It's just, sometimes like really horrible experiences, you just kind of have to look on the bright side and realize that, like, you're still alive and you're still, on the other side of things, you're on the better side after.
For me, it's like, I'm not alone. Look, there's four of us here right now. Like, of course we're fine. We're always gonna be here for each other. And like, that's what the music also trans, like, even though the lyrics can be really heavy, and sometimes the music can be really like heavy, and are you okay? Yeah, we're good, because look, we're somehow the energy translates to joy. So I feel like that's really positive, and I think that that's like what we do together.
Yeah, and like the nice thing about putting art out into the world is like you can transform your negative experiences or frustrations into something that might help someone else out, or might just like resonate with other people.
Well, one of the things is with the new album, it's called Static. Does that kind of mean anything to the band? I mean, is it kind of like, trying to fight through to be heard about some things?
I wouldn't maybe say that. I like kind of like the whole overarching theme of all the songs is kind of like, kind of being stuck in motion in your head, and
like nostalgia loops. So the word static is kind of like, you're stuck, but not really, like you're still moving.
And if you think
Okay.
about like the image of something that was static, like electricity, you could be like in stuck, but then you have like the little like the I don't want to say anxiety, but like the energy is like there and it's like contained but spiky. I don't know if
Yeah,
that's like a
the little
weird trying
bolts of
to
lightning shooting
yes
out.
something like
Well,
that.
that's one of the things I saw with the song Midnight Mixtape. That was kind of a nostalgia piece that,
Yeah.
kind of looking back to a different time.
Yep.
That's
Yeah,
fair. I
totally.
would say that.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to that right now. This is Taxi Girls. With one of the big tunes off of their new album, Static. This is called Midnight Mixtape.
Even though I quit.
Welcome back, Tampa Earl, with you. I've got Taxi Girls hanging out with me out of Quebec, actually Montreal to be precise. One of the things that I've always enjoyed about talking with bands is what is the most difficult thing when you come up when you're trying to create material? Where does it come from?
Wow. Yeah, what a good question, right? Because it's like the lightning bolt of inspiration. I love all the terms that come from like inspiration, like lightning bolt of inspiration. Literally, because sometimes you're like, I don't know where it comes from. It's kind of a mystical thing. It'll just that happens sometimes. Sometimes it's slow. Sometimes it's like you're chewing on something because you're like, I read something or I heard something and that was inspiring. So I'm gonna like have a think. We like to have thinks in this band, having a good old fashioned and sometimes brainstorming. So you're like, I'm going through this. And then through conversation, you're like, actually, what you just said, what you just felt, I can relate to. Those are a couple personal ways that
Yeah,
I find it happens.
I don't really ever sit down and be like, I want to write a song.
It just
I kind
comes
of,
to you.
well, not just that it comes, but it's like, like I have like well, we have like a shared band note where we have like a bunch of words. But I also like I have a note beside my computer, at like a little notepad where like if a word or like a thought comes to me, I'll write it down and then I'll try and think about it later in terms of like a musical thing. Like Midnight Mixtape actually kind of came that way where like I was like, okay, like like you're driving in a car and like what are you listening to? What are you doing? Who are you with? And I like, like we were thinking about that. And then when we sat together to like work on that, it just like it came so like organically. But like we weren't like, okay, we need to write a song,
We actually, that was like process of elimination too, because then I was like, okay, but I don't see a lot of lights, a flashing light, like one. Like it was really weird. I was like, yeah, not a green, just a red. Like it was very like image, like we like built the image from the vibe, I think, for that song. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you've all got this album out. Got it. It's called Static. What are the plans as far as, here over the next part of the next half of the year and into the future? Are we going to hear more out of Taxi Girls?
Well, we just announced that we're doing a West Coast tour.
Oh,
No
cool.
coast. No coast.
No coast.
The no
West, but no
coast.
coast.
Yeah. Just the middle of this giant country.
Yes, I know. Canada's massively
Yeah.
large.
Yes.
So where are you going to be heading?
To Calgary, Edmonton, Medicine Hat, Regina, and Saskatoon. And I'm actually from Saskatchewan, so I'm really excited.
And for
Nice.
all you listeners in the United States, that is
Above Montana.
middle, also kind of just in the middle of nowhere. It's
Yeah.
true. There's like nothing
Now,
there.
wait a second. It's not that bad.
No, it's just you will see almost nothing for hours. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Like,
Also,
that's
it's just like
not.
the Midwest, but like colder, and there's nothing in between.
So,
But the
Well,
vast blue skies. Oh, yeah.
it's
And it's
well,
gorgeous.
that's a, you get to do a lot of thinking while you drive.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like Texas to me. I mean, the only state I've ever been in where you could drive for 12 hours and still be in the same state.
That's like, yeah, that's Ontario and Quebec.
Yeah. Yeah. In French,
Well,
you say l'Ontario, and long means long. So they say l'Ontario.
oh,
It's very
funny.
long.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
I didn't
Shoot.
know that.
Yeah, it's
Well,
cute.
I tell you what, we're gonna wrap up things in. Gonna get into another song from Static. Was another one that I've played on the show. It's called "Say It." What can you tell us about that tune?
Okay. Well, clear or not, it's about giving maybe a little bit too much in a relationship, So
Okay.
sometimes you're like, maybe I can like pull back a little and then how it affects you. But also it can like mean, sometimes it doesn't have to be like a romantic relationship. It could be like anything where you're
Like a
like,
friendship.
yeah, you just really like got to get off your chest, just like, we don't have time for this. Just say it,
Yeah.
Tell them how you really feel.
Tell me how you feel. Let's have a voice.
And when we play it live, I feel like I'm screaming to the world, just say it.
Well, it's a great song to, from the album. The album is called Static. We've been talking to Jamie, Vera, Gabrielle, and Lynn. They are Taxi Girls. And have you got a website where people can go check you out, or
Her Bandcamp website?
Bandcamp? I guess that would count too. So
That counts.
head over to Bandcamp and look up Taxi Girls. You will be glad you did. Ladies, thank you very much for your time.
Thank
And
you so much.
here's wishing you the greatest of success with Static.
Thanks so
Thank you.
much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Rock at Night.